is supporting...
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged hundreds of international health leaders and government representatives who met recently in Washington to redouble their efforts to combat child mortality.
One day, all children, wherever they're born, have the same chance to survive.
Most delegates at the meeting already know the goal can be achieved through a variety of inexpensive and effective medical interventions. Anthony Lake, executive director of the UN Children's Relief Agency, UNICEF, says the challenge is finding the political will to do it.
We have a lot of work to do. There's rhetoric is one thing, and the rhetoric is great, results are the other, and we're going to achieve them.
Lake says one new goal for the UN agency is to target the five countries that annually account for nearly half of these preventable child deaths.
We know through new methods and through dedicated work and working especially in the most disadvantaged communities that we can achieve that goal. And if we can't achieve it, we have to achieve it.
This time it's different. The reason it's different is you see the five countries that have 50% of all child mortality, India, Pakistan, Nigeria, DRC, and Ethiopia, coming, being co-hosts, and making strong statements about their national strategies, commitments, resources, and scorecards. You see international organizations being willing to hold themselves to account.
Dr. Raj Shah is the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. He is hopeful the new way forward of targeting resources into the most affected countries is a better approach to reducing child mortality. Ray Chambers is the UN Secretary General's special envoy for malaria.
There's no excuse why anybody dies from malaria, and that's why we've really turned up the heat to eliminate deaths from malaria.
Most deaths among children under five result from preventable illnesses such as malaria, pneumonia, diarrhea, and from neonatal complications. Seth Berkley heads the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization.
It has to be driven by countries. It has to be driven by political will in each and every country. Each leader at the national level, at the province level, and the district level has to support it.
Berkeley says success in these efforts will require taking full advantage of new diagnostic technologies and new medicines and making health services accessible to everyone who needs them. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.